Mark, where do you think things are heading in terms of duration of adjuvant trastuzumab? We have the HERA trial out there cooking with a year versus 2 years. You mentioned the FINNISH study. Right now, how much Herceptin makes you feel comfortable?
Of course, we're all eagerly awaiting the 2 year versus 1 year comparison that the HERA study will report in the future. But until that time, we have data showing that 9 weeks of Herceptin is better than none. And we have lots of data on 1 year of Herceptin. We don't have anything between those two extremes. The point estimate on the hazard ratio from the FINHER trial compares favorably with all of the 1 year studies. It was 0.4 and change, about 0.5 in all of the other studies.
What's the standard deviation, though? Because, I mean, it is kind of a small
trial. That's exactly
trial.
The point I want to make. The problem with the point estimate on the hazard ratio in the FINHER trial is that the 95% confidence limits go from 0.2 to 0.8. So we just can't say with much confidence what the true hazard ratio will be with short courses of Herceptin, like 9 weeks. So in the meantime, since we have uncertainty about whether a short course would be equal to 1 year. In the meantime, I think all of us are recommending 1 year. The French have an ongoing study comparing 6 months to 12 months, and my understanding is that's powered to detect non-inferiority. So that'll really put duration to the test in a major way in a very large prospective study. And if 6 months proves to be equal to 12, then I'm sure there will be a follow-on study looking at 3 months versus 6 months. I guess
where are we right now in terms of that study as well as HERA 1 versus 2 reporting?
The HERA trial is event-driven, and the good news on the HERA trial is that the event rate is very slow. The bad news is that means it's going to take much longer than expected for it to be reported. Initially, with the events first coming in on the HERA trial back in the day, Martine Piccard was speculating that they might report, as soon as 2007, 2008. Now it looks like it might be even longer than that, so we'll just have to wait and see. But it's event-driven, so I don't think anybody knows exactly when that data will be available. I'm not sure what the accrual is to the French study, but my understanding is if you're a French citizen and you are in their national health plan, and if you need adjuvant trastuzumab, you must participate in that study in order for them to cover the cost of the trastuzumab. So I think the accrual will be spectacular.
It's funny when you talk about back in the day, you think you're talking about 2005.
Yeah, right, exactly.